start with stupid news today. This is pretty stupid, I think. This will make Star Wars fans go bat guano. There's a rumor going around that several websites are repeating. I don't know how serious it is, but there is. It says there is a possibility that Meryl Streep could step in and replace Carrie Fisher as Princess Leia in Star Wars. Princess Leia played by Meryl Streep.
That doesn't sound too outlandish. I suppose that's very possible.
Well,
I don't know how the fans would accept that.
Do you remember that movie Postcards from the Edge? Meryl Streep played the fictionalized version of Carrie Fisher.
See, I did not know that.
Yes. Whoa. We'll see. Well, I mean, you know, they could computer generated. They could probably bring her back, but I don't know. As you know, President Trump called Roseanne to congratulate her on the ratings for Roseanne this week. Roseanne said it was a friendly chat, mostly about television and ratings. And now, Fox, because of this conservative show doing well, considering bringing back the Tim Allen show, that was taken off the air. We'll see. We shall see. Well, somewhere out there in the world, there's a video of a young Will Smith going toe-to-toe with Freddy Krueger. Let me explain. 1988, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince released a track called A Nightmare on My Street, which was about the Fresh Prince being terrorized by Freddy Krueger. They even shot a video. But New Line Cinema, the company that made Nightmare on Elm Street, sued him over the song, and that resulted in the video being destroyed. DJ Jazzy Jeff says nobody knows if any copies exist. He said, I had a copy of the video, and I had an old girlfriend that taped soap operas over it. Will had a copy, gave it to his dad, and his dad lost it.
It's out there somewhere, I bet.
And I bet it's probably good. Those guys, well, pretty good. All right. Excuse me. I apologize.
My allergies are kicking in, aren't they?
What's this sign? Yeah, it turned into a sinus infection.
Oh, man.
Yeah, just not a lot of fun, and I apologize because it just keeps... Well, never mind. It's excuse me. You keep doing that because it drains down. It's a lot of fun. Fine line between some bad General Chow's chicken and the blessed miracle of creating human life, I guess. 29-year-old woman named Crystal Emerson. She's from Pensacola, Florida. Yeah. Woke up 4 a.m. Sunday morning. Said, boy, I got some bad stomach pains. I guess she takes some antacids, thought she had gotten food poisoning from the Chinese food that she'd eaten earlier.
Right.
But the pain kept coming, so debilitating, she wound up calling 911. An ambulance got there around 6:30 in the morning. And before 7 a.m., she'd given birth to a baby boy as they were driving to the hospital.
No, she did not.
Turns out she was 37 weeks pregnant, had no idea.
You hear about this every now and then, but it's always hard to believe.
Well, even the doctors say it's crazy she didn't know that she was pregnant. Because she already had another kid, so she knew what pregnancy symptoms felt like. But she says she didn't get much of a belly, no morning sickness, no kicks or anything, didn't feel it. She wears scrubs at work, so she didn't notice her clothes fitting differently.
Yeah, nobody else did, I guess.
Evidently not. She and baby boy doing well.
Great.
Boy. Are doing very well. Well, you only have one more week to eat Taco Bell's nacho fries, the most successful item in their history. But now they've figured out a way to make us want them more by taking them away. No, say it's not so. They announced the fries are only going to be in their stores for about another week. And they were always supposed to be a limited time, even though they were a huge hit. Taco Bell is sticking with that plan. They will be back. At what point? They're not saying.
Yeah, that's a marketing ploy. Of course, you know, McDonald's does the same thing with the McRib. They bring that back periodically.
Yeah, no kid, I get that, but this is the most successful in history. These will be brought back permanently, I'm imagining.
Oh,
I think.
Anyway. How could they not bring it? I mean, it's like, we don't want to make millions.
Oh, by the way, here we go again. You might not want to let your kids eat all the candy from their Easter basket in one sitting. In most Easter baskets, over a month's worth of sugar in there.
Whoa.
That's a lot, man. That makes you.
And a lot of kids get a lot of candy these days.
We don't spoil them at all. Here you go.
I don't know, man. It's just once a year.
So you poot in public.
Are you making an accusation?
No, not at all. I'm doing a story here. It's good to see that the finest minds in our country are finally working on something important. A new study out of Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh figured out the best way to get over your embarrassment when you pass gas in public. Here's what it is. The researchers found that when you break wind, instead of focusing on your feelings, try to put yourself in everyone else's shoes.
Yeah.
Sure, they're grossed out by the smell, but they also feel empathy toward you, since they know how humiliating it is to be the one who dealt it.
Yes.
So when you focus on what they're thinking and how they're probably sympathetic, you'll get over your embarrassment quicker.
Or they could do like we do and just sort of blame it on Adam every time.
Yeah. They say this technique works in other embarrassing public situations, but I tell you what, the only reason I even picked this story this morning, because it said farts in it and I picked it. So there you go.
That's all it takes, huh?
We all know how dangerous distracted driving is. Apparently, it's not stopping any of us from doing it. We're getting worse. New survey by AAA, 99% of people say that drivers talking on their cell phone or texting or driving, texting and driving are a threat to their personal safety.
Count me among the 99%.
Yeah, I can say we went to Charleston and on the end, you're driving 5.5 hours, whatever. And you see people doing it all the time, holding up traffic in the left. I mean, it's scary. 99% of us say it's dangerous, but half of those admitted to talking on their phone without using a hands-free device. 35%, even if this service has sent a text or an email. The numbers are up 46% since 2013.
Gosh. Man, something has to be done. Don't know what the answer is there, but I mean it's almost a problem rivaling drunk driving.
It is. It's distracting. You know, but the truth is the technology is getting better so that you can do that.
I've had hands free. Yeah, everybody's got hands free stuff, but nobody uses it, and it's not even. I mean, it's still not safe. Talking on the phone when you use hands-free, according to the studies I've seen, it's safer.
Well, what happens, like I said, I've seen these people, I saw it over and over again last week, just people in the left lane holding up traffic, and they're just on the phone. They're oblivious to everything around them.
Very dangerous.
Just oblivious to everything around them. And it's, like I said, unfortunately, even though we know the consequences, it's getting worse. All right. Final thoughts and a little peek into Yarbrough when we come back.
Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him back.